Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now this, among other places, shows that Jesus is not the Father. Some have tried to say that Jesus and the Father are the same person, just different manifestations of the same person. Not true. Not true. Jesus actually referred to Himself and the Father as two. I'm quoting Scripture. He also said, "My Father is greater than I." He also said, concerning the coming day, He said, the Son of Man didn't know it, the angels didn't know it, only the Father in heaven. How could He know something He didn't know? How can you pray, "Not my will, but yours be done"? That's like saying, "Not my will, but my own will be done." No, I'm not trying to mock, but it's not right. It's not correct. Jesus said, "It's not mine to give, but it'll be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father." How many can perceive and see these places in the kingdom are nothing light about them, nothing trivial about them. They're forever. They're important. They're places of authority and glory under the Master. Verse 24, when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against these two brothers. Not least of all, because they didn't think of it first. He thought, they're going to jump in there and get the top spots. So they probably acted all holier than thou. How dare you ask such a question? They probably say, "Well, Mama did it. We, you know how Mama is." Verse 25. Jesus called them to Him and He said, He took this as an opportunity. He said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. And they that are great exercise authority upon them." No doubt their mind would naturally go to the Romans, who are exercising harsh and cruel dominion over them. And you might say like this, they do it through force. But verse 26, "But it shall not be so among you. The kingdom of God operates very differently from the kingdoms in this earth and in this time. It'll not be so among you, but whosoever will be great," wasn't that their discussion? Who's going to be the greatest? "Whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, one that waits on you." Verse 27, "Whoever will be chief among you," do you want the top spot in the kingdom? Here's how you get one. "Whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." In God's kingdom, the way up the ladder is down. What do you mean? Humbling yourself and being a servant. Ministering to others, helping others. This is a completely different mentality from the world, which is climb over somebody else on your way to the top. Demand your way, push your way, force your way. We've grown up in this world. And sadly, even a lot of Christian parents teach their children wrongly. They get to a certain place and they encounter some strife or challenge or difficulty, whether it's at kindergarten or school or whatever, and they tell their kids, "You got to stand up for yourself. You can't be anybody's doormat. You, and in the squeaky wheel gets the grease." That's not a scripture. And you have to put yourself forward and you have to put yourself out there, and they're teaching them self-seeking, self-promotion. And people are pushy and demanding. And it's not godly. I said it's not godly. And it doesn't work in the kingdom. It's the way people are doing things in the world. But it does not work in the kingdom. The pushier you are in the kingdom, the least place you're going to have. Didn't Jesus say, he that exalts himself, what's going to happen to him? He's going to be abased. He that humbles himself, what's going to happen? He's going to be exalted. He's going to be promoted. That's what we're saying in God's kingdom, the way up, promotion and place is down as far as humbling and serving. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Keep going, verse 28. Even as, he said, just like I've done. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but he came to minister. The next time you get to thinking about how neat it would be for people to wait on you, get an adjustment. Make an adjustment. You're not here for people to wait on you. See, a whole lot of Christians, we've had, I don't know how many people, come tell us, you know, I'll be glad to run that for you. I'll be glad to take that over. And we're not looking for people that want to run stuff. I'm going to say that over here. We're not looking for people that want to run stuff. God's not looking for people that want to run stuff. He can give ability to anybody. He's not looking for talent. He's looking for heart. And wanting to run something and be in charge of something is very different from wanting to help somebody. Not the same thing at all. Is it? And if you genuinely care about people and care about the Lord and care about the kingdom, then it makes you happy if you are of assistance. If you are of some help. Right? If your work, your efforts benefited somebody, that makes you happy. And we must die to this wanting to be seen, wanting to be known, wanting to be in charge, wanting to be important, wanting to be over other people, wanting other folks following us around, looking up to us, waiting on us. If you're going to make it very far in the kingdom of God, you got to die to this junk. I said you got to die to this junk. And be like the Master. He said, learn of me. I'm meek, lowly in heart. He said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. Did you know he's still ministering for us every day right now? He ever lives to make intercession for us, doesn't he? He's ministering to us all the time. He's our example. What do you live for? To be seen, to be noticed, to be important, to be over something, to run something? No. No. Like him, to minister. To serve. Minister means serve. To serve and give his life a ransom for many. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Does this have anything to do with the kingdom? This is the kingdom way. It's the kingdom way of promotion and way of greater place. Go with me to Matthew 18, just back up a little bit, and you see that they had already been talking about this. I challenge you, if you're interested and serious about this, go through the gospel accounts again and notice everywhere Jesus talked about the kingdom. And if you hadn't seen it before, I'm telling you, it'll surprise you. You'll think, wow, I didn't know he talked about it that much. Should we emphasize what he emphasized?
Yes.
We should. And just because the church has gotten away from it over the centuries doesn't mean he changed. He doesn't change. In Matthew 18 and verse 1. Matthew 18, 1, at the same time came the disciples to Jesus saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Does that sound familiar? See, I mean, this was not some isolated thing. It's an ongoing issue. Why? Obviously, we know Jesus taught and preached a lot, don't we? A lot. Sometimes he taught all day long. What's he talking about all that time? Well, have you ever noticed the parables? Some of the excerpts of his sermons that tell us what he was talking about. How many of them start off like this? How shall I explain to you the kingdom of God? The kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of God. How many times do you read that and see that? Somewhere or another, we've heard that phrase. That meant anything to us. We just thought, kingdom. You can hear something so much till you're familiar with it and don't realize you're completely oblivious to what it is. But the Lord's helping us out here, isn't he?
Yes.
Helping us to see what he means. I'm believing for revelation. Are you believing with me?
Yes.
I'm believing for light. What should this church be doing? What should this ministry and these ministries be doing? What are we doing? Not building my thing, not building your thing, building the kingdom,
yes.
Advancing the kingdom,
yes.
Getting out the good news of the kingdom,
yes.
Right? What is the kingdom? It is the reign of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, it ties right into some things you already know. How many think it's the greatest idea that everybody on the planet bow their knee to the King of Kings and confess the Lord of Lords,
amen.
Lord over their life, and let the kingdom of God include them,
amen.
And him reign over them. Well, they came to Jesus and they said, Master, which one of us is going to be the biggest in the kingdom? The greatest. Why would they ask such a question? They've heard so much about the kingdom until it's important to them. And they've talked among themselves about it, and they can't get it settled among themselves. So they want Jesus to settle it for them. I said, well, I'm going to have a bigger place than you. That's just for sure. I said, no, you're not. Well, let's go ask Jesus. What do they want to know? Who's got the greatest place? What does it mean, greatest place? Well, who's over more? We're going to reign with him. Who's going to be over more? And verse 2. Jesus called a little child. Little means little bitty guy. And set him in the midst of them. So they're all looking at this little bitty child. Verse 3. He said, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, what does that mean? How we're to understand that? What does it mean, converted? Converted means to be changed and turned. Why would we need to be converted? Did you know once upon a time you were a little child? And you thought differently and talked differently and acted differently. And a lot of the stuff that you learned growing up was not an improvement. We should have retained some of the ways God gave us to start with.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.